This is Derivative. Wait, is that still a thing? Oh, I forgot I was still doing this. Maybe I should record an episode.
I tend to say the same thing.
It's Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
It feels derivative.
I don't see the point in writing your own jingle and picking up somebody else's.
It's more like Weird Al, but it's sort of better.
This is extremely derivative.
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Original, uninspired.
Yeah, I'm derivative as hell.
Hey everybody, it's Jerry. Welcome to Derivative. Sorry for the delay. Thank you for sticking with me, and I appreciate your support as always. I thought I would check in and just do a quick episode today and maybe share some updates on Jingle Fest. First, I wanted to address a comment. Chris on Facebook had made a comment that he was checking his podcast feed regularly for updates on Derivative. And I got a kick out of that because I was doing the same thing. And theoretically, I'm in charge of this. But as I would look to see, oh, does Tony have a new episode today? Is there anything else that's got a new episode? I would periodically refresh my own feed and go, huh, yeah, I guess there's nothing new there. I probably should have known that. But I'm new here today, and hopefully this can continue. This time of year is always crazy for me, and I do my best to try to keep this going. I am overdue for recording some stuff. Frankly, a lot of it has to do with the cycles of listening to Tony's show. I haven't listened to the show since December, and it's often hard to come up with material that kind of feeds into this whole thing if I'm not listening to that. So if you'd rather I just record anyway, even if I don't have fresh jingle material and just talk about whatever else, you know, let me know. ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. But first, before we get into anything else, I thought it would be good to give an update on the Jingle Fest Hotel. So if you don't recall, Jingle Trek, the sixth Jingle Fest, will be held in Nashville, Tennessee on Saturday, June 27th, 2020. And we have a venue, the Doghouse Saloon. We theoretically have some podcasts happening that day, maybe some other activities, jingle golf and such that weekend. Should be a fun time. If you're anywhere near Nashville, I really hope you can join us. If you're traveling remotely and we haven't all been stricken by a terrible illness, I hope that I see you there too. But the one thing that's been a challenge is the hotel. So I thought I would give you a quick update on the hotel situation through song.
We're gonna stay in a Super 8 motel. All because I can't get a hoop rate at a nice hotel. If you plan to join me in Nashville, you might end up sleeping at the Jingle Show. You can stay at the Super 8 Motel. Hotel clerks are laughing at me, humoring my tragedy. I'm not sure what we're gonna do. I haven't given up yet with the prices I get. Buddy, I think we're screwed. I sent a lot of emails with the jingle details, looking for a place to stay. Will you take my Groupon? I'm gonna need a coupon to even have a chance to pay. I think I need to outsource, talking about a crowdsource, raising up the white flag. Cause I found next to nothing, good thing no one's coming, or else I feel kinda bad. We're gonna stay in a Super 8 Motel. Because the Kenny Chesney fans took all of the nice hotels. If you plan to join me in Nashville, you might end up sleeping at the Jingle Show. You can stay at the Super 8 Motel.
So hopefully it's not a Super 8, but I'm really not sure where we're going to stay at this point. We're in the Vanderbilt West End area of Nashville, and I was hoping to find a hotel in walking distance. So there's a Courtyard Marriott, a Spring Hill Suites, a place called A Loft. They're all about 200 plus a night, though, and I was really hoping for a group we could get something lower than that. It just may not be an option. So if I can find a block that does not have a punishment, because many of them have me like guaranteed 60% booking and I have to owe them if we don't hit it, if I can find a group that will allow me to do that and then maybe release them if we don't use them, I'll offer that up to you guys. If anybody has creative ideas on ways we could crowdsource this to stay a little bit further away and maybe share a van over or do something else. I'm open to ideas. ChineseFood@TikiJingles.com. Let me know your thoughts. Otherwise, I will send an update either via this podcast, via email, on Twitter, with the plans for the group hotel. And if you don't stay with us, I totally get that. I mean, I don't want it to be too expensive. That is one of my favorite things about the whole experience, though, is that hanging out in the lobby or a conference room or the after parties in the hotel rooms as that Littles weekend continues into the wee hours. So I hope that we are able to find something like that. But again, I'll keep you updated on what I find. And if you have ideas, please let me know.
This is Derivative.
So I mentioned that I have not listened to Tony's show very much in the last few months. So I thought if I'm podcasting, I should probably change that in order to give you guys some fresh new material. So I checked into today's episode, and I always hone in on the old guy radio segment first, maybe the news segment, sometimes the open. That's where all the best non-schlock sports content is, and you really get some of these ridiculous Tony stories. So today, I'm just going to break down kind of what I heard and then the thought process that went into this song without revealing too much, and I'll let you hear it, see what you think. So today's old guy radio story, Tony talked about how he had a couple of bad experiences in the car, but a great experience at a restaurant. And that was the, bread and meat of this story, where he starts with a travel story, he goes to a restaurant, ends with the travel story. So he's going on 495, he runs into a bunch of traffic, and then he takes a bunch of back roads because he doesn't trust his GPS. And he finally gets to this restaurant. He's so impressed that they make fresh mozzarella at the table, and they're taking cheese curds and they're making mozzarella right there. And hey, the guy that makes the cheese is a PTI fan, and isn't this so great? And then he gets back on the road the next morning, and he's just as lost and confused. He stops at the Wawa to ask for directions. Nobody can help him. He just finally follows his own way and gets back to where he's going. And either side of these stories, it added about 40 minutes to his travel. So I thought that that was a really great sequence of kind of little mini stories, neither of which is all that compelling on its own, but it was all weaving into this narrative. Woven into this narrative. And he mentioned that he went to eat at the cheese was, at Cafe 2825. And boom, that jumped out right at me for a song that I've been wanting to parody for quite a while. So here is a parody that captures the initial travel, Cafe 2825, and the trip back, along with little old person joke kind of tacked in the front, which was the original seed of this idea that I've been hoping to do for years now. And finally, that restaurant name gave me the rationale to finally put it down.
In the year. Mr. Tony had just turned 65. He bought himself a brand new horse. Rode that mare around while he covered local sports. Fast forward, now he's on I-495. Fighting with BMW connected drive. A lady's voice gives the fastest way. But he'll never listen to a thing she'll say. Finally makes it to Cafe 2025. A young man makes mozzarella table side. Tony tells that cheese boy he's never seen that. Then tosses him a PTI hat. Before dawn he's driving back to Ingleside. But right away he stops at the roadside. Asks the Wawa man which way is best. He says the best way is GPS.
That was Cafe 2825 about Tony's old guy radio story from March 2nd, 2020. Hope you enjoyed that. I'm going to try something different now. So I have not been keeping up with the jingles or the show for the last couple of months. I've been really consumed with other things, but I have been following a lot of YouTube stuff. My kids are really into YouTube. I like to listen to certain channels when I'm at the gym. There's different creative groups on there. Red Letter Media is really good. A lot of different commentary on pop culture stuff. So I've also noticed that a very popular segment of YouTube is reaction videos. So I thought, why don't I do a reaction segment where I'll just play a few of the latest jingles from littlesongs.net and you can hear them here. And then I'll just give some thoughts as they play. And this way we can share these together for the very first time, because I haven't heard many of these. So let's start with Joe's version of Silver Honda.
Silver Honda, silver Honda.
This is about
silver
that Honda parked in front of Tony's
house. Silver Honda, silver Honda, silver Honda.
Oh, like an
silver Honda, silver Honda. Silver Honda, silver Honda. Silver Honda, silver Honda. Crummy little car parked illegally on my street. It's every day I think there's body parts under the seat. Well, Honda, the street is mine, and you're gonna have to pay a fine. Yeah, it's a silver Honda, branded, talking me to that car.
Oh, that's great.
Silver Honda,
go back to the beach park. Yeah, that was really good. The I vaguely am aware of that story. So even though I haven't been listening to this show, I follow along with the cesspool because they always have the best commentary. And I really get the really nasty Cliff's Notes of any given episode. I know what the worst parts of it are and really can just feed on that vitriol as I follow along. And so I know that there's been a car parked in front of Tony's house, but that's really about all I know. So I think right there, I get the sense that, you know, there's a car parked out there, and maybe there's a dead body in the car. Nobody knows because nobody's been able to open it. All right, let's see here. Here is a collaboration by Jamie and Robert Berg, Cab Car. So maybe this is about that same car? Ah, this is about being like a Lyft driver with that car. Okay.
I got a cab car. Driving this Honda till my eyes are leaden. Side hustling, Ubering, managing to save just a little bit of money.
Just
I only eat one meal a day. Can't afford to get this cavity filled. I just numb myself with Advil. And dog food isn't too hard to chew. You see, Bernie's got a solution. He says that people should be able to exist, even if they aren't uber rich. Marie Antoinette's and Oliver Twist. If some folks accept just a little bit less, won't sell my kidney for student loan debts. Tired to the bone, exhausted, waiting for my friend to pick me up. When an ancient man starts knocking on the window to the car, my heart beats fast, does he have a gun? Dim lights on this street corner, and he motions for me to roll my window. And I don't know what this fossil wants. I am going to call 911 on this schmuck. I mean, what the
Oh my God, that is so good. Yeah, I think that the Uber car parked in front of Tony's house really betrays that 1% versus the rest of us kind of problem with a lot of Tony's commentary. That someone has the audacity to park their side hustle car on his street, and I don't even know how it's bothering him. Is he losing a parking spot, or he's just annoyed that there's a car there? I mean, I don't know what the big deal would be. And this person clearly is just trying to make a little money. All right, let's hear a few more. So here is Virus/Venus by KJ. Oh, this may be delving into some dangerous territory here. Let's see. Oh, written by the great John Fitzpatrick.
It's just a waiting game. You catch it, there's just one place you go. The Virus Hall of Fame. He's caught it.
Oh, yes. All right.
Yeah, Tony, he's caught it.
Let's hear it.
Coronavirus. Things are dire. Yes, you'll expire.
All right. Yeah, it's looking a little well, black humor there.
Coronavirus. Wasn't the worst damn old man. Just walking in the pool one day, yeah. Caught a drop and that was bad. Ow! He's caught it.
What? Love that.
Yeah, Tony, he's caught it.
Oh man. Yeah, that topic is so tough to joke about. I'll do a segment a little bit later about things we don't talk about, or things that we should talk about, maybe. But that one right there, I mean, people are dying right now. And I think that that's funny because the joke is that Tony's paranoid about getting sick all the time. But just like the Bald and Jordan Spieth song, I could see how people could take it in a different way and then be all offended, because unfortunately that virus, while doesn't have a high lethality, is certainly higher than anything we would hope for, and clearly is still in progress. So I know there was also an idea submitted on the idea board the other day, set to Lola, to do it, which I think was the old Ebola song, but about coronavirus. So maybe somebody will take that one on as well. But that's a topic I'm going to stay away from right now. As funny as I found that, I love the he's caught it. That's just such a great riff on that original lyric. Okay, a few more. Here's a new one by Steve Lipton. Whip Cars in My Way, parody of Slip Sliding Away. I have no idea what the song is, as with almost everything Steve does. Like, this is some music from the 70s I've never heard before. Let's see what this is.
I am a man.
Yep, you got me.
Dr. Ron, I live in town.
Dr. Ron might be the original artist of this song.
And I loathe this silver Honda that's parked out in front of my house.
Maybe it's Bob Dylan based on this performance?
I think it might be abandoned.
Sounds a little country.
Windows broken in the rear. Yeah, the cops gave it a ticket. Hope my councilman can make that car disappear. Whip cars in my way. Whip cars in my way.
Whip cars?
Yeah.
Is that a...
You know you'll be hearing my irritation the longer this whip cars in the way.
Cab or taxi or something?
Whip cars in my way.
Now that's interesting. I'm wondering, are these details embellished, Steve? Is this car really, does it have a broken window? And did they actually ticket this? I don't know what offense they'd be committing. Maybe they didn't have a sticker for the neighborhood. But yeah, as with many of Steve's things, I've learned something. That's a lovely tune. I have no idea who wrote it. And as I look at the details page here, let's see if I read the lyrics and comments. Oh, Paul Simon. Well, perhaps I should have known that. It's got a great picture here added to it, too. One of the cool features on littlesongs.net is you can add thumbnail images like album covers, and Steve is always so good about that. Joe really has been stepping that up lately, too, I've noticed. A lot of really cool original art. I think Joe has a partner in crime that creates some of these cool graphics, I think. There's always some really good ones on there. All right, one last one here from a newcomer to littlesongs.net. Looks like the name is Brad Weiss. Brad Weiss. Let's check this one out.
I heard a story and it happened to give me a real fright. That's the sort of thing that could happen to me almost each night. I thought, how does this differ from that recent Brazilian outbreak? Since my doctorate's not really meant for this. We don't really know. I haven't got much. We'll just do this show. It's a thing that I do off the top of my head. We don't really know. I haven't got much. We'll just do this show. It's a thing that I do off the top of my head.
I'm just sitting there in traffic listening to it and thinking,
oh my
gosh, how did he come up with that?
Oh, what is that song? That lyric there is so good, off the top of my head. What is that original? Let's see. Top of my head. So, I Know What I Know. Let's see what the lyrics for I Know What I Know. I think that the thing I really liked about that, aside from being really funny, is that was just so well suited. Okay, so the original lyrics, I know what I know, I'll sing what I said. We come and we go, the thing that I keep in the back of my head. I knew that that sounded so on point. Well done as always, Mr. Weiss. That is just excellent. All right, so that's it for this reaction segment. If you liked this, I mean, it's kind of a different way of interacting with the jingles. I often like to have heard them before so I can give some more meaningful insight. This is just as good. I also think this gives an opportunity for all of the jinglers out there to send me feedback about how I've butchered my reviews if I didn't pick up on some amazingly clever joke you wrote in here. Like, there's a lot of subtext often in the writing of some of these artists. Please share that feedback with me. Or if you'd like... you know, just give some additional details about what you did there or anything else that maybe I can read on the show, send it my way.
You're listening to Derivative.
That reaction segment was a lot of fun to do. Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to need your feedback on the levels on that. I think that one of the challenges with littlesongs.net is everybody records at a different level. My podcast software usually lets me correct that when I do a mix. That was a live raw mix, so that may be a bit more challenging. All right, the next thing I wanted to do here, I often do voice memos in the car. I will have an idea and I will do some a cappella rendition of a parody in real time of what I've heard on Tony's show. I'll stop what I'm doing, turn off the radio, pull out my phone and start recording something. And I go back and listen to it every week or two, or if I'm really inspired that night when I get home, if it's something I really wanted to record. And then that will feed into the writing and the other things that I'm doing. As I prepped for this show, I went back. There was a recording from December 13th, 2019 that I did not recognize. And so I played it, and I'm going to play it for you now, and then we'll talk about it.
Well, I'm jacking it in the basement, gonna start up my career. Oh, I'm jacking it in the basement, and I'm starting a career. I don't know an end, Oh, Lord!
That really puts the cherry on top of that one. I have no idea what that is. So I was trying to figure out what song would I be parodying and why would I be writing a parody about jacking it? This just doesn't make any sense. What show was I going to send that to? And then I think it occurred to me that around that time, I was listening to Tony's show and there was some original song that maybe they were gushing over, or there was like a super long essay that the artist had written in, and I was rolling my eyes at whatever it was. And I decided in that moment, I'm going to stop and write an original song, and then I'm going to get people together, and we're going to record a backing track for this, and I'm going to send it in under a pseudonym just to prove a point that they love all this music. And I don't know. I think that's what I was going for. I think it was just a really underhanded, cynical, angry thing. And it was terrible. I mean, I don't know what the hell that was, but it took me like 10 minutes to figure out that storyline. I think that's what I was going for. I think that I was trying to parody the concept of the original music or something, because as a parody, it's terrible. There's no lyrics. I mean, it sounds like I was just mumbling at the end there until I had that, you know, great bailout ending that really saved it. But that's total garbage. Keep an eye out on a podcast near you, though. Jacking It in the Basement is going to be a real smash hit on somebody's show. Maybe this show, but somebody's show in the near future.
You're listening to Derivative.
Around the time that I was going to record the previous episode of Derivative, it was December 19th, 2019. I had a bunch of notes for a segment on this awkward moment that occurred between Tony and Michael, where Tony asked him out of the blue, "Hey, why aren't you on the Golf Channel?" And it was a jarring thing because I couldn't tell if he was actually asking him, and Michael was supposed to have an answer to that, which, you know, he doesn't have to. He's got little kids. He doesn't want to travel. Who knows? Or if that comment was subtext that was meant to be heard by Tony's agent who listens to the show, or Steve Sands, or somebody else supposed to listen to it and go, aha, yes, that is a great idea. Let's get on that, old boy. But I really kind of froze in wanting to even talk about that, because there's certain things that you just don't talk about when it comes to this show and everything else. There's this weird taboo thing around certain topics. And it's always been an issue with the jingles and with whatever else. I mean, we weren't allowed to talk about, like, they had to be less than 59 seconds to be played. I mean, I don't understand why that would even be a secret. But there were all these things like, hey, don't mention that. Don't talk about that. And that may just be some of the things that are imposed by certain folks involved with the show, that they just think that those are the rules. Or they could be prescribed from the lawyers or Tony or somebody else. Who knows? But there's always this kind of anxiety that I have in talking about certain subjects. I mean, I remember certain Saliza episodes I did at the podcast got me into deep water with folks because, hey, you know, don't talk negatively about certain people and stuff. And I've always tried to play it fair with what I do here. And there are a few subjects off limits, while still trying to, you know, maintain the limits of good taste with classics such as Period Blood and Jacking It in the Basement, my wonderful contributions to society. So I thought now that we've had a little distance from two taboo subjects, one being Ebola and one being the restaurant closing, that we could just share a little moment of catharsis here and maybe laugh at a few songs on those topics where, you know, from a distance, maybe people dying, bleeding from their eyes and stuff and puking blood is funny. And maybe from a distance, you know, a restaurant closing, you know, is funny. You know, it's equally on the same level, obviously, of tragedy. But, you know, maybe from a distance, we can all have a little bit of laughter there, even though in their own ways, you know, there's things we can mourn about. All those things. So here's a few songs here. I'm going to pick them. You know what? Why don't I, in the spirit of what I was doing earlier, go back to littlesongs.net and play some of these things in real time. All right. So let's just go here and I will search. I was going to play that classic Lola Ebola. And yeah, sure enough, that is the top hit. So let's listen to Rich Ettinger with Ebola, the classic Lola parody.
It came from a place called Monrovia, Bench, oh my Dallas God. And Dallas, but Tom Frieden said it's under control. Control. Now, Mr. Tony's worried about how it will advance, but Howard Feynman told him that the number's only big for Ebola. E-B-O-L-A, Ebola. E-E-E-Ebola.
Love this song.
Not the world's most youthful guy, so we understand his worry when his fever gets high. It's Ebola. Ebola. Well, he's not dumb, cause he does understand to close your window nation windows to protect your clan from Ebola.
Nice.
Ebola. She looked fine on the news the week before. Never ever kissed Wendy Rieger before, but now he has, and it's his demise. He's got a
phone will not
surprise.
Up on that.
I'm not a PTI like a hotline fan, but like a monkey becomes a chimp, and 40 makes a man. We'll get Ebola. We'll all get Ebola.
Ebola. Yeah, there's some really solid narratives there at the end. I didn't realize that Tony catches Ebola from Wendy Rieger. And then the monkey and chimp and 40 becomes a man thing at the end. Here's one, another one. I wrote this, but I thought it was kind of too hot to touch. So I think I wrote this. I shared this with my brother Jeff to record. So let's check this out. And then maybe I can remember if I actually wrote these lyrics.
Hey, I got Ebola, it's so much easier than they told ya. All I did was watch the news, now I'm infected with Ebola. I was clean.
I don't know. This is awesome.
Now they locked me up in quarantine. There's no vaccine. Oh, we're all gonna die. Oh, we're all gonna die.
That is great.
What
emotion! It's like a Tommy Wiseau performance here.
Oh, we're all gonna
epic.
Die. We're all gonna die.
That was Jeff Negrelli with "Hey, I Got Ebola," and he may have written that, or I may have collaborated on that. There's the notes are poor on the website here, so I'm not sure. But whoever wrote it, fantastic. All right, so let's see here with the chatter songs. Let's see if I can find one that is sad. So this is going to be, I need to look for something from 2019. Let's see what this one is by Joe Arrow here. This is Rapunzel, a parody of Lover by Taylor Swift.
We could leave the for sale sign up till January. This was our place, we made the rules. And I'm still in a haze, I can't figure out where to go from here. Where we open 20 seconds or 20 years. So tell me where.
That's awesome.
To be your host at least 2 days of the weekend. I'll miss the place where the leaf flowers blow. Goodbye. Chatter.
Oh, that was so sweet. Let's end it on one more sweet song. Yeah, I thought I was going to play some Funny Chatter songs, but looking back on it, these are always so nice to listen to. Here is the classic Dawes parody that I did. It's one of my favorites to record. I love this band, as I've mentioned before, and this was a lot of fun. So we'll end the show on this one. I'll come back at the break here just to chat with you a little bit, but this will be the last jingle of the show. So if you don't want to hear more chatter after this chatter song, you can just tune it off.
Chatter served up hot French fries to folks from all around the country, from Charlottesville to California. The last time I went there, they handed out free pints to my old party. It seemed odd that they were giving them away. I hope the show
one of my favorite things, I don't know why, one of my favorite repeat gags from Mark Stern is that Chinese meat giveaway thing. And I'm so glad I was able to work that into that song, because I always found that to be the funniest thing in the prize closet. There was always some bag of some super disgusting meat, which now it turns out, you know, those terrible meats and horrible things, we're carrying viruses, they're going to kill us all. So we'll leave on that pleasant note. If you enjoyed the show, one of the things that I really kind of inspired me to get back on the saddle here is I've gotten a lot of notes from you guys over the last couple of weeks. Folks that have enjoyed this, shout out to just a few, Jim, Joe, Chris. There's several folks that have contacted me directly or left comments on one of the different social media sites encouraging me to get back on here. If you enjoy this, send me your feedback, ChineseFood@TKJingles.com, on Twitter @JerryNegrelli. If you'd like to support the show, I hesitate to mention this because every time I do, I lose supporters. But you can go to Patreon.com/LittleSongs and give a couple bucks a month to pay for all these little karaoke tracks and things that I procure to get this going. Otherwise, I welcome your feedback. I am glad you enjoyed this. Hopefully I'll be back here soon. No promises. I mean, this is free, but I love doing it. And when I can find the time, I'm happy to do so. And you know, that live stream thing of littlesongs.net really accelerated the timeline here. So if I can work that in periodically, I think this is going to go a lot faster and make it a little bit easier for me to record these. So thank you for listening.
Oh, Carol, I should probably not do this. All right, that's enough. Cut, cut, cut.
Jesus Christ, man, there's just some things you don't talk about in public.
Standing on the shoulders of John.